Hey, and welcome back to Line Zone Podcast. We are in episode 2 of season 3. Last time we set up goals and all of those things and started looking at exactly your short-term, long-term, things that could derail you, what are the things you want to achieve, and breaking down multiple facets of your life. Now, today's, and it's one of those things that we would start looking into, what are some of the things day-to-day, week-to-week, not in a gym and in your life, like work stuff. So how are you not going to take work home? That is today. So work home. So not taking work home. Well, how are we going to do this? One of the biggest issues that we've seen, especially in goals and setting all of these things to grow, is a lot of people take their work home. It affects you for a minute, like we touched on, 2 minutes, 3, 4, 5, year, all of those things, months, weeks. How are you going to identify a knot? One of the best ways is tell people what your goal is so that you're not taking all this stuff home. And work home, people can wait. You can also understand very quickly that if you set it up and people understand it, you will not have to deal with it quite as often. I have found that in my past is when I've told people that I do all the work when I'm there and in my office I have to do my work, I can't do it as much at home. When I leave, I need a break from it. People then have helped and supported that. One of my biggest goals, especially in not taking work home, has always been trying to get Sunday off, because you need that energy so that you can be all you can be at work by not doing work 24/7. And if people start understanding these goals and you sharing them with them, you will then become actually way more useful to them and you will actually grow quite a bit more. I have found that when people do not understand these, you can't expect them to realize that if you don't share that with them. So sharing that your work hours are your work hours, you will deal with work and do all you can in those, but then outside of it, you need your refuel time and you need to be able to enjoy your life and doing things that are not work related. One of the biggest ways to do that is share it with people. Another way is start looking at all the things that you don't get done, because if you do not share it with people and start looking into it yourself, you will not realize the actual impact of how long you're pushing things away. So you're doing work 24/7 and then you're burnt out and then you're not the same and then your work isn't the same and all of these things. So start directly relating both of those together. If you start doing that, you'll see the impacts of you taking time so that you're not doing work outside of work, how it will help every person in your work and your family and all of the things you want to achieve, whether that be doing social things or just relaxing or whatever that may be. A lot of the time people don't understand, and if you don't share with people, you can't expect them to understand. So share your goals with people. I have found that keeps you more accountable. You will also have people then asking you, oh, how's that going? When you do those type of things, you can grow and become so much better of a person. And then you have a support system, and a lot of the time people will actually help you. So not taking work home, it's one of those things that a lot of the time nowadays with social media and phones and computers, a lot of things are expected, but I have seen the impacts in my own life of not taking work home, and whether that be stay longer and do more hours during the week so you get more time off on weekends, however you need to do it, do that. Also surround yourself with people that support that and realize that, you know what, you need to be refilled with positive energy. So surround yourself, as we've touched on in the last while, positive energy and all of that can achieve, because if you do that, you will then start seeing exactly the impact of that and how we've touched on how you will help people, that will help people. It'll also help you and you'll be way better of a person. So understanding that not taking work home, it's not a you versus me type thing. It'll actually impact yourself and it will actually impact every person in your life, and you'll do way more at work if you're not doing it 24/7. I have also found that for the people in life, when they ask, they will learn to ask ahead of time, so that if you get asked something ahead of time, then when you have breaks or something comes up and people can't make it in or whatever your job asks, you then will be way more useful rather than sit around doing nothing. I have noticed that in the last few years, I can do way more in a week just by having goals set aside that people have shared. Oh, when you have time, update this program or change this or these things. It gives you way more, and it actually really makes you better at your job rather than the old spaghetti theory of last second somebody does it, you stay late that night, runs into the next day, and programming and all of those things and training. it then negatively affects people over time, because then your programming isn't as creative and individualized, because you're going off of things that you've done for other people and you don't want to be there, so then you're not giving your all. So it's just asking yourself those things. It's one of the things that I have noticed in my own life, and it's something to ask yourself. So in not taking work home, ask and train people in your life so that they can share things ahead of time if they need it done in 2-3 weeks. Then when you have breaks in the day, you'll actually be more useful and be giving more into your job and work. This will help you grow. This will help you become way better at what you do. It will also help you realize, reflect, and sit back and actually understand situations way better, so that you can actually have that positive impact rather than rush things and then it's not as good of a quality. I have found that over time, this has really made me better at what I do. It also helps me connect and talk to other trainers in the industry if I have questions, or reflect on some of my certifications so that I can apply it and make my programming way better for them. So, as always, thank you so much for listening. Ask yourself about that. Don't take work home. Challenge yourself. And then when you're at work, ask people so that you can get things done ahead of time, so that you can actually apply and give your 100% to each and every task. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.